It is the pre-match warm-up. As we start to think about Goodison Park, it's here, man, with all your build-up to that massive game on Wednesday night. And I'm joined by John Gibbons, Craig Hannon and Phil Blundell. We'll get a little bit of Luke Davis later on in the show. But Phil, we're recording this on the Monday. Yesterday, Liverpool went to Craven Cottage and very much put themselves back amongst it.
Yeah, it did. It was a good performance. I think everyone played pretty well. I think you looked at it and you've seen... Well, Trent, basically, I thought it was all about him in terms of how he got on the ball, how he used the ball, how he enabled the team to go back to the setup of the early part of the season. Like, I almost think the season's been in three bits, really. The first bit was sort of August to November when we were playing really well. The football looked good, it looked fresh, it looked like exactly what you wanted from the season when the season started. Then the injuries start to come in November, and it was sort of muddling through and doing what you can and getting involved. And now we're in bit three, which is, I'm still trying to figure out what it is. It's probably started about, say, after the United Cup game, during the United Cup game, and it's about finding it now. But if it finishes like it looked yesterday, then that's a really good sign, and it's more of what you want.
Craig, you were there yesterday, as were Phil and John, but listening through the telly, there was a real sense of there's no runners here. No one's running away from this. You couldn't half hear the crowd coming through the screen. And I think we probably all had our private conversations where we felt maybe our race is run, potentially. But yesterday felt like a massive message from the crowd to everyone, but to those players as well, saying, we're still in this. We're going fucking nowhere. And you better believe it as well, because you could almost pick up in one or two kind of player conversations. Trent gave an interview just before the game that they were a little bit concerned about this Man City steam train just getting ahead and just winning all the games. But yesterday did not feel like a message.